Hi developers, in this video we learn how we can use the data template selector to customize the items of a list view in Xamarin Forms applications. So typically for a list view you get all the items shown the same way, but here we want to customize those items and give them different UI properties. As you see here, I have my items with different background color and also with different font size. So how can we make this happen in Xamarin Forms? So let's go deep to the code. So here I have the typical list view declaration, where here you go and declare a data template which will be applied for all the items of your list view. The result of that is that all the items will look the same way, but here in this demo we want to make those items look differently. So the first thing to do is to create different data templates here. So I'll go and to my portable project and add a folder. Let's call it UI folder, because I call it UI because I'll put all the code responsible for the user interface things. I can call it UI, or you can go and call it user controls, for example. Inside that UI folder, I go and add a new item. Here, I'll go and choose form XAML page, and my item. I'll give it a name to small template view. So this is be my small template view. This is the first data template for my list view. Here, because they have chosen XAML page, here it gives me a content page, but I want to change that to a view cell. Why I'm changing it to a view cell? That's because here in my main page, as you see in the list view, each data template contains a view cell, and inside that view cell you can give the actual interface that will be shown to your user. So for that, here I'm declaring the view cell, and inside that view cell I'll give the declaration of my item inside the list view. So here I'll go and create a grid which will have a background color, let's say olive, for example. And it will have a padding equal 12 and 20. Then inside that grid, I'll go and add a label where I'll go and display my items. So that label will have the text property uses binding mechanism. It will bind to a property that will be passed to this view cell. So here I should, let's go back to that in a minute. So here, that label also will have different properties, like the text color set to white, and also font size, let's say equal 36. And this label will have horizontal options, and so that it shows at the end of the item, not at the first one. Okay, so now this label will get its the text value, which is a list of names here, from the list view. So let's go back to my main page here, where I have declared that the item source of my main list view will be equal to a list of names. So it's a list of string. Here I'm giving those values. Those values will be bound automatically to my small template view here. That's a little bit like this line of code. So here, the list view, the main list view will get its items using the item source. Those one will be bound using this syntax here. So this is gonna be our small template view. So there is actually some other change I have to make, as I have changed the type from view cell to from content page to view cell. I should make the same change here to so that my small template view will inherit from the view cell. So here you have to make sure in all Xamarin Forms applications and all XAML pages actually that the type that this class inherits from, which is here my view cell, is the same type as declared at the first element of your XAML code here. So that's, those one should be the same. So here view cell and here also they should be the same element, otherwise your application will not compile. So now that we have created our small template view, now we'll go and create another one. So I'm going to add new item. We'll repeat the same things, but now I'll call it big template view. This view will be the second view that will be displayed for my list view, so that the list view will choose one of these two templates. So the big one will get almost the same properties as this one, but with some changes. So I'll go and copy that code. And here, instead of having a background color of olive, I'll go and change it to maroon, for example. And here, instead of padding equal 1220, I go and choose 126, so that the height of the grid will be less. This one actually should have the 20 because it's the big template view, and the small template view should have the 6, for example, smaller value. And here I go and make this one appears at the starting. So here it will appear at the starting, not at the end. I go and make that happen by setting the horizontal options to start. So you can customize both templates as you want, so you can make other UI differences. So now we have our two data templates, and again here I should set this one to the view cell. Sorry for that, we shouldn't never shouldn't forget to set those values. So now we have our two data templates. Now we want to use the data template selector, this object that will be responsible for choosing which template to view. So let's go to the UI folder and add this class. Let's call it my data template selector. I'll go and make it public. The requirement for this class to be able to choose to decide which item to view in the list view is that it have to implement the data template selector, which you can find in Xamarin Forms namespace. So by implementing that one, we should go and implement the missing numbers, which are the onSelect template method. Let's make it bigger like that. So now this method onSelect template will be invoked in each time a new item is added to the list view. So remember here for my list view, it have the item source is bound to a list of names here. Each time my list view will try to get a name to show, it will invoke this method onSelectTemplate. So the onSelectTemplate will receive that item you want to show, which is the name here. For the first one, it's gonna be Muhammad. So it will receive the value of that name in the item parameter here, so that you can decide depending on this item parameter which data template to choose from. So let's say that my strategy of choosing which data template to show is based on the first letter of the name. So let's say, for example, if the name starts with the M alphabet, then I'll go and choose the big data template. If not, then I go and choose the small data template. So how can I do that? So as the that list of names will be, I can get those from the item parameter here, I'll go and try to get that item, which is of type string. So let's say it's the name equal item as string. So here I'm doing the casting of that item to a string value. And now, as I have said, if that name starts, let's say starts with M, then it will show the big data template. So I should return the big data template. New data template, and here I can specify which data template to choose, which is I should give it the type actually. So here it says type of my big data template. I call it a big template view actually. Otherwise, it will return the new data template, which will contain the small template view. So by choosing, by writing this code, now you are controlling your list view. You are controlling the way it shows the elements, the way it renders those elements. So whenever the item that it will try to view starts with the M, those items are a list of string. If the item starts with M, then it will show that item inside a big data template. Otherwise, it will show it inside the small data template. So now that we have implemented this control, or this logic control, then we have to apply this to the list view, so that the list view won't work with its default data template selector, which always uses this static item template. Instead, we'll go and tell our list view, our main list view, that it should override its default data template selector and use the one we have created. So the way to do that is to add an attribute to the list view, which is the item template. So you see here, I don't get item template. Then that's because here I'm already declaring one. So I should go and comment this out. Now, when I type item template, I can get it. So item template, either you set its value here as an attribute or as a separate element. You can choose both of them. You only can choose one of them. So now let's set our item template to point to the my data template selector, the one we have created. So for that, I'll go and point to a static resource. And to work with a static resource, we have, of course, to create that resource inside our content page. For that, I'll go and try to add this one, content page dot resources. And here I will need to declare the data template resource inside a resource dictionary. That's required by Xamarin Forms to do that inside the resource dictionary. So I'll go and copy the exact name of my data template selector and declare it here for the data for inside the resource dictionary. Here, as I am using ReSharper, here it tells me to add the namespace in which my data template selector is inside, which is here the app for .ui. So ReSharper adds this line of code automatically for me. So here it's adding that namespace, call it UI. That's the namespace where my data template is inside. So now, as I have declared the data template selector, of course I should go and give it a key. Let's say it's my data template selector. You can give it the same name as the name of your object. That's okay in XAML applications. And now, let's go back to the item template. So now that I have the data template selector, now I go and make the item template point to that my data template selector. So by doing that, now if you go and select Control F5, then you will get your application seems or looks have the same look as the one we have seen here. So let's see for our Android application. So here it is, our list of the names shown differently for each name. So here we have specified two templates. Of course, you can go and specify more data templates for your application. So I hope this was helpful for you, and thank you.